Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Give the Lord a shout. And just begin to blast in tongues. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. If you are ready tonight, Celebaniato Pacatio. Te hiero Marianda Ferocos. Sabeco, Cecil. Te hiero Teria Chiva. We are bringing you the witness of God. But when you pray, you are ascending to heaven to see for yourself. You refuse to be on earth for heavenly men to always bring news. Go there and hear from the council of heaven for yourself. That's what prayer does for you. Prayer is superior to 30 sermons. Prayer is superior messages. The man preaching can miss God, but when you pray, you can't. You will see him as he is. I rather pray than preach. I rather pray than preach. The mystery of prayer. If I'm teaching, everybody will sit down, coordinated, and listen, because I determine how it works. But when we begin to pray, there is disarray. The reason is because everybody is connected to a different dimension. Some people are touching sound, some people are touching fire, some people are touching light. It's impossible for us to sit and pray, because at that point I am watching a dimension. Said, behold, how beautiful and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in harmony. That place is the mountain of prayer. Here the experience of everyone becomes the same. It's not the church auditorium. It's when we ascend in prayer. Because he said, the oil on the head of Aaron is the same on the beard, is the same on the skirt. The only time when all our experiences become the same is when we ascend. And on the strength of this ascendancy in the spirit, I step into your families and I address long-standing battles. I challenge the spirit of death. Death have ravaged your family. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Right now, I come by the spirit of an endless priesthood, and I say, death, go back. briefly. Then we'll take time to pray. Tonight, you must step into something. You will not live here the same. Your tongue is a weapon. You will begin to use it for tonight. Cause don't walk by laboring. Cause walk by talking. Because their tongue is a weapon of creation. As you live here, you will enter your ordination as a God. And your tongue will become a weapon of war. Said that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. And when God wanted to walk, all he needed to do was to talk. And when he talked, the earth responded. That's how God works. Somebody is living here today, and your tongue will become a weapon of creation. You will change things by talking. He said, and the house of the Lord kept increasing by the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They were building by prophecy. They were not building with money. They were not building with stones. They were building by prophecy. That's the realm of gods. And he said, yea, our gods, as it is written, unto ye, he said, you are gods unto whom the word of the Lord came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Gods will arise from this conference tonight. Yahweh, you will be praised. 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 Oh, Yahweh, you will be praised. 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 Of the eagle by prayer, you will begin to soar in the spirit. As I speak, Holy Ghost, that person receiving a baptism of prayer, you will soar like the eagle. You will soar like the eagle. You will be praised. the Spirit, I hear the voice of wailing women, a cry, and women wailing. An army of women is rising in us. And so in the name of Jesus, I say, Deborah's. Deborah's, arise. Davos, Yahweh, you will be blessed. Yahweh, you will be blessed. Oh. Yahweh, you will be blessed. Yahweh, you will be blessed. Your body will literally begin to shock as if you are connected to electric current. It's an energy of the Spirit for war. For war. Men that will stand and say, restore. Restore. I'm seeing the hand of God come on two people outside. Outside. It's an energy of the Spirit. And the same is happening here. Holy Ghost, touch. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, sit down for a moment.
was created was because
for giving expression to the government of God. It is for the purpose of expressing the government and the dominion of God that the visible realm was created. And until God's government finds expression, God cannot be pleased. I preached a sermon some years ago, the things that makes the immortals to rejoice. The immortals are not men. The things that make them happy is different from what make mortals happy. If you get a car, you might rejoice. Not an angel. He doesn't need a car. An angel travels at the speed of thought. He's faster than light. Your car and your private jet will delay his migration. So there is no plane that will excite an angel. They dwell in a realm that is superior to ours. So is God. The only way God can be pleased is when his government finds expression. And I said the government of God is the expression of the will of God by his wisdom through his power. It is expressing God visibly. So the job of man on the face of the earth is to articulate the will of God, express it by the wisdom of God and by the empowerment of the Spirit. For this purpose, God will separate us from the world. Because if we are not separated, we will walk with the wisdom of this age. But he said the wisdom of the world is sensual. It's not the God kind of wisdom. The wisdom of the world is erotic. It provokes gain. It's not selfless. It's not sacrificial. So it cannot give expression to the nature of God. So the wisdom of this world will not suffice. Even if you brought it to ministry, it would work. Oh, the reason why we reverse certain kinds of people, because we are walking by the wisdom of this world. When you come to a church, those who give money are more relevant than those who give prayer. The reason is because we think money advances the work of God more than prayer. But it's not so. A guy who is giving money is equal with a guy giving prayer. All of them are giving different commodities. So it is an error to value the guy giving money and undermine the intercessor. So it looks as if the intercessor is not important. But the day the intercessor is withdrawn, the work will crumble. Even if the church is worth billions. Because prayer is as important as the money for the work, if not more. But it takes divine wisdom to understand that prayer resource is superior to every other resource in building the work of God. This is why the government of God can only find expression by the wisdom of God and the empowerment of God. You see, this is why we must be separated. We said it's not enough to be separated. When we are separated, we must surrender. The man God uses must become a puppet. You are not his partner. You are at his service. Until God has the right of way, he will never use you. Said to be surrendered means to apply yourself to God. there are many people who don't apply themselves to God. They wake up and hope that one day they will become something. It doesn't work like that. It has never worked like that, and it will never work like that. But if you're able to apply yourself to God through total surrender, the place of prayer, in the place of study and meditation of the word, in the place of fasting, and in the place of absolute obedience, God becomes strong in your life. Then you can bring government. When surrender is achieved, then sanctification comes. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 10, he said, go tell the people to sanctify themselves. Tomorrow I will visit them. So the first quarter of sanctification is with you. The second layer of sanctification is with God. A man prepares himself for the visitation of God. When that happens, God shows up. It is when God shows up that life begins. Don't begin to live the day you were born. Begin to live the day God begins to use you. Life on this side of the divide is not oxygen. Life is the extent to which you are pliable in the hands of God. Your birthday on earth is not the same as your birthday in the spirit. That's why, for one, if a man is not born again, as far as God is concerned, he's dead. He may be 90 years old, but he will not appear in the realm of heaven. So a man is not born the day he comes out of the womb. A man is born the day God can walk with him. And when that happens, five things that will happen to you. I call it the baptism. Relevance. Those are the things I want to share with you today. If you don't have any of these things, apart from the fact that you will not excel in life, you will also not be relevant with God. This is why the journey of separation and surrender is too important. It's so that God can fall upon a man. And when God falls upon a man, five things happen to him. Each of them has their relevance in the kingdom. You know, in Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1, Paul said that he doesn't want to go back to talking about the principles, the first principles of the oracles of Christ. And he called them from dead works. He called them faith towards God. He called it the doctrine of baptisms. The doctrines of baptism. There are many baptisms that a believer comes into. These baptisms are what makes him relevant. I'm not talking about the seven theological baptisms. I'm talking about depths of immersions in God. Because by reason of sanctification, God is bringing you into his presence so that you can touch different dimensions in him. The baptisms of God. When a man accepts the verdict of sanctification, God falls on that man. And the first thing that happens to that man is that he receives a baptism of fire. The reason is because the priesthood of the presence is the priesthood of fire. The priesthood of the presence is the priesthood of fire. You can't bring witness unless you are set on fire. Isaiah in the prophetic office until he was brought to the presence. And then he realized that their gift doesn't give stature. Their gift doesn't give relevance. Word of knowledge is important when you walk with men, not when you walk with spirits. Because what you call word of knowledge is a measure of their knowledge. God is omniscient. He knows all things. So a gift does not give you lacking in the realm of God. But the intensity with which you burn is a testimony of how much of God you carry. Is that in the year that King Uzziah died? I saw the Lord. His train filled the temple, and suddenly he began to see the priesthood of the presence, and he realized that the priesthood of the presence is nothing but ministry to the Lord, ministry to the Lord. And he said he saw the seraphim, and they were singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." When he appeared there, he could not participate, because the basis for participation is a function of intensity. You can't do the business of the presence without intensity, because fire is the only substance that cannot be corrupt. The prophet said, "Woe unto me, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among people of unclean lips. I can't walk here." How come a prophet cannot enter the realm of God? There is no fire. So the garbage of life is there. The pride of the prophetic office is there. The arrogance of the gift is there. So he can't step into the presence. Because in that realm, the higher you go, the more broken you become. On earth, stature can make for arrogance. In heaven, stature makes for humility. So the 24 elders, they fall on their faces. They say, "Holy, holy, holy." Only fire can teach you. That's the syllables of heaven. That arrogance make you go down, but brokenness make you go high. In order for him to participate, one of the seraphims took one of the coals from the midst of fire and touched his tongue. And the guy could qualify. Immediately, he said, And I heard the voice said, "Who will go for us?" He has become part of the meeting, because he had been purified. The meeting was ongoing. He couldn't participate. So access into divine presence is a function of fire. That's why when you enter the tabernacle, first you visit the altar of sacrifice where the burnt offering takes place. There is a burning that takes you deeper. When you finish to enter the Holy of Holies, there is another altar called the altar of incense. There is another burning. A man who does not burn cannot participate in the conclave of the divine. This is why we are on earth. We are separated into earthly realities. I told us yesterday that most of us are dwarfs. Dwarfs, not because we are short, but dwarfs because we can't look upon the holy oracles. They are too high in the spirit. So even when a preacher opens the Bible, the only thing he's seeing from the Bible is how to make money. He preaches from Genesis to Revelation is how to make money. So for him, the Bible is a book of commerce. For him, the Bible is a book of transaction. It's only give you shall receive. That's all he sees. Earthly transaction. He can't see kingdom from this book. There's no government. He's a dwarf. All he preaches teach from the Bible is what you can receive from Netherlands Business School. So a lecturer in Lagos Business School is better than him. But when we burn, fire drags us to the presence, so that we can see things that are divine. We can see things that are eternal. The second thing the baptism of fire does to you is that it gives you authority in the demonic realm. If you are not on fire, no demon will honor you. The reason is because the devil was a prince of fire. The Bible said he was in Eden. He walked to and fro in the midst of the coals of fire. In Ezekiel 28 verse 18, he said, because of the multitude of thy iniquity, thou hast corrupted thy sanctuary. Therefore, I will cause fire to come out of you and burn you to ashes. So there is a royal verdict upon the devil that every time fire shows up, he is burnt to ashes. So the only way we can do business where demons are is when we come with fire, because the devil cannot fight fire. There is a verdict already that fire destroys it. This is why fire torments demons. And this is why the minister of God must be a flame of fire. The minister of God is not a graduate of a Bible school. The minister of God is not a pastor in a denomination. He maketh his angels spirits. But his ministers, a flame of fire. The reason is because only by fire can the devil be burned to ashes. So when a man of fire shows up, his presence reminds the devil of the messianic judgment. When you come with fire, you don't need to talk. The devil knows that fire has been commanded to burn him to ashes. So when you show up with fire, on his own accord, he will run. The reason there are too many demons around us is because there's no fire. So when God sanctifies a man, what he does is that he baptizes him with fire. So in Matthew 3:11, he said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but there is one that cometh after me, the latchet of whom sandal are not worthy to untie. He said, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The reason is because until you are baptized with fire, you are not a minister of God. He maketh his angels spirits, but his ministers a flame of fire. This is the only way we can enact government. We can shout all night. We can preach intelligent sermons. But if there is no testimony of fire, the devil will laugh. Because he knows the people God certifies as his minister, their credential is fire. Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like the rain, let it fall. Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall.
Like fire, like rain, let it fall.
So what does fire do? Fire gives you proximity to God. Gives you authority in the demonic realm. You know, spirits understand this thing I'm teaching. The age of a spirit is not judged chronologically, because they were created in a realm that time has no permission. So you don't judge the age of a spirit with time. There's no time in their realm. The way you judge the age of a spirit is by the degree of his intensity and the degree of his illumination. So the angels of fire, the ones that are superior in rank, they burn with more intensity. The ones that are beings of light, they glow with more illumination. And in the spirit, Jesus is brightest. He's the Ancient of Days. An authority in the spirit is your degree of proximity to the throne. So angels fight to draw close to God. That's why I told James and John that the throne of the by his left and by his right, it is the Father that will give it. And when they asked him for it, he said, "Can you drink of the baptism of suffering?" That one is end. But because we don't know the significant proximity, we are far from God. And we are using doctrine to cast out demons. That in the name of Jesus, I've received authority in the name of Jesus. So go out. Done it 30 times. How many demons have gone out? But the demon here is not English language. Spirits speak spirit and life. And when you begin to speak spirit, it comes as light or as fire. It is that fire they respond to. So when a man is separated, when a man is surrendered, the first thing sanctification does is that he brings him under the influence of fire. That fire is what draws him to God. Fire is not preaching loud. It's a burning passion for the presence. The reason you see somebody praying tongues for 10 minutes is tired. It's because he's not on fire. When fire begins to burn, you can kneel down for 7 hours. Because when you are before the Lord, what you are doing, you are not just praying, you are burning. Then somebody, I must be set on fire. Life alone. Demons in the morning, there are demons in the afternoon, there are demons in the evening. Even when you go to sleep, demons are still allocated. Haba! But when a man is on fire, he looks for demons. He looks for them. And when he's coming, they run. They know. Jesus was coming. The devils began to trouble him from the sea. Because they know if he crosses over, they are finished. And when Jesus crossed over, the guy in the tomb that could not be bound in fetters ran to him and said, "Why have you come to torment us? Why have you come before our time? Please. Meanwhile, you are casting out one demon for 5 hours. In the name of Jesus, you remove your suit. You are sweating. You say, "Oh boy, don't be sweating. We dealt with that in 5 hours. My brother, go for retreat. A demon kept you for 5 hours. The reason is because you are in God's presence for 10 seconds. That demon that you are contending with for 5 hours. They invited Paul. He couldn't go. They have used this handkerchief. Take it. It is not language that cast out demons. It's fire. When the handkerchief came, the demons knew that there was fire on the handkerchief. The handkerchief was not talking. The handkerchief is not a Christian. For 10 years, cast out one demon. Apostle is there speaking English language. summon the powers of the deep. I enter into heaven. I open the portals. Cast out one demon, sir. The handkerchief that is not a Christian is casting out devils. Fire is what our generation needs. We have too many talkers, but few men are burning. When one man is set on fire, the whole nation goes to him. He said, concerning John, he was a burning and a shining light. Because of that, the Bible said, the whole of Jerusalem and Judea went to him. He was not in the synagogue. He was in the wilderness. You will be shocked what men will endure to listen to you if you are set on fire. We are so bankrupt. Now they teach us church strategy. They say your church must be in the heart of the city so that people will come. People don't come to church because of where it's located. People come to church because of the fire on the altar. If your church is in the forest and your altar is on fire, people will travel there. If there is no road, they will create road and come there. Because fire is a witness in the spirit. That's why we are struggling, scrambling over revelation that have no potency. Everybody is quoting things, bogus talk everywhere, but the land is in darkness. A generation of burning Christians are rising from tombs. I refuse to be a Christian by title. I am a Christian by the testimony of fire. If a handkerchief that is not a believer, if a handkerchief that does not know Jesus is casting out demons, forbid that I struggle the demon. Do you have? Make it his angels, spirits. But his ministers in flame, fire. I was telling you yesterday, I can summon it day, anytime. Any day, any time. Receive that one. People that died in your family should not have died. You were on fire. The reason the devil walked in and out at will is because there was no gatekeeper. If you were burning there like a furnace, even the devil knows that that is not an address in Hades. People die. People die. People suffer because men ordained for fire refuse to pay the price. Then your brother dies, your sister dies, you are going to cry to the Lord and say, why? God is telling you why. Who told you you have the right to tell God why? Many times the invitation came, you turned it down because you were not aware of the evil day. We hail you. We worship you. We hail you, O Son. We hail you. We worship you. We hail you, O Son.
We hail you, we worship.
the number of churches. Our power is not in a multitude. It is in the witness that we carry. In the olden times, our fathers went to the mosque and told them, repent. Now, they are leaving the mosque, coming to threaten us where we are living. Because they can't find enough radicality. They meet us in the office, we are cold. They meet us in the market, we are cold. So the audacity increases. And then they think they can push us back because we are no longer on fire. But in the days when men born, one man entered the city and said, repent or die. He said, Philip went to Samaria. He preached Christ there. The whole city was full of joy by fire. John was a boring and a shining light. He had no regard for denominational barrier. When John cried, even Herod went to hear him. How come we are preaching? Nothing is happening. We have titles. Nothing is happening. There is no fire. In the days of the fathers, if a man of God visits a city, you will see the impact in beer palace. You will feel the impact in hotels. Today, program is about church. People are excited in the auditorium. Nothing happens the next day. One is the days of John Knox, that a man can enter a city and take the city. The days of the El Moody, that they will enter a city before they preach, they prayed for months. So even if it is one day, the city will come down. Because when they preach, they don't only preach to men, they preach to the spirits of the land. When they talk, they don't talk to people alone. They judge the gods of the city. He said, after the manner of man, I fought the beasts of Ephesus. There must be an awakening. There must be an awakening. Don't fancy the puppet. There's nothing on the puppet. Fancy the altar. The altar where you fan your fire to flee. The fire on the altar must not be put out. The priest must put wood on it every morning. Forget the puppet. Look for your altar. God doesn't need more preachers. He has more than enough. God needs witnesses. And the first testimony of witness is fire. It's only in our generation that apostles cannot cast out demons. Don't look for puppets. Don't look for invitations. They are a distraction. I'm telling you, as a traveling minister, sometimes I stay awake all night because my prayer quota is depleted. The pulpit is a distraction. Fan to flame. Fan to flame. Fan to flame. Fan to flame. Melenaiko, Enubaita, Avene Katozo, Arakatina Bada, Uwadede, Atotono. I don't know. Yefunai Kadak Barakota Tataboda Tatadavora Kakaboa Batakito Barataba Suate Solone Udododododododododo Arakabatabo Boado 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 Isoa Katakakoa Jada 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 Do you know that some of you standing here, you are the hope of Europe? Do you know that most of you standing here, you are the hope of Africa? They are waiting, because they know a revival is brooding in Nigeria. But you are here talking about it. How come you are not preparing for it? Pray and ask God, baptize me with fire. I can lie to everybody, but I cannot lie to spirits. I can lie to spirits. I can lie to everybody. Generation of talkers. We are too lukewarm. In Revelation 3:16, he said to the Laodicean church, he said, because you are neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Even God rejects men. When they are not hot nor cold, God rejects them. That's a church. Ask the Lord for a fresh baptism. Ask the Lord. I have five things I want to talk about. But if I stop here and somebody receives fire, I'm okay. There are a handful of you here. God will set on fire urgently. And hear my words urgently. You are becoming popular, but it's already, there's no fire. God needs to set you on fire urgently. And it's because of you that this program was put together. We'll pray for another 2 minutes and the fire of God will rest upon you If you want to pray like a desperate man, you are the one I'm talking to. Asadoba Kadebosh. Takibora Kadibara. A point came in my life. I became tired of running after people. I told God, what is my lot with you? What is my portion with you? What do I have for my generation? Father, as many as are hungry tonight, how I wish we understood the urgency in the spirit. How I wish we understood how desperate God is looking for a man. Looking for a man. The reason many mess up and God is still managing walking with them is because man has curse. Father, as many as are willing and are yielded tonight, in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, I make demand on a fresh outpouring and baptism of fire. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, release your fire. The fire of God is beginning to rest. The fire of God. The fire of God. wants me to function under a still atmosphere. Lift your hands. It's a song called. I release fire. It's brother. Look at me, brother. Coming under a fresh fire. Please listen. If you can't, stop praying. If you can, stop praying. God wants me to walk calmly. Probably he doesn't want people to drift into the ocean. There are 12 of you, listen to me. There are 12 of you that the fire of God will come upon now. As they keep on quietly, God wants a genuine touch. You are praying loud, you may be lost in your prayer. There are 12 of you coming under the fire, and it's for witness. It's for witness. Father, Holy Ghost, 12 witnesses. Now, touch. Just stay calm. God will fall on you. Shh. Where you are standing, just be calm. See. Is breaking upon them. Is breaking upon them. Ushers, this is the time. Bring them now. Holy Ghost. Those of you here, lift your hand. Lord, pick them.
For your glory. Use it. Use it.
lift your hands. Look at me, look at me. There are three of you that is coming under the influence. Father, they are witnesses, witnesses of the last day. In the name of Jesus, take! shine here. So three of you will come under the influence of that angel. And as you leave this meeting, you will carry the presence of God as a gift. Father, here. I activate it. Touch them. Suvak. Hallelujah.
All of a sudden, you become a millionaire. A wisdom can just come
and say, go into partnership with this man, and then you give a portion and you become a millionaire. It's wisdom that makes for wealth. People are stepping into wealth by the instrumentality of divine wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, step into that dimension. Step into that dimension. Let it call unto thee. Open up.
Open up.
The baptism of wisdom. The baptism of wisdom. The baptism. You don't need to be 40 years old to be a millionaire. At 23, you can be a millionaire if only wisdom comes. It tells you, create an app. And then you create that app and Samsung buys it. And instantly, you become a millionaire. It's wisdom. The church needs to step into a realm of wisdom that made for wealth. Holy Ghost is giving men wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom. The third thing that sanctification does is that it brings you the power for signs and for wonders. The moment you become a sign and a wonder, your generation will seek you. Men will bring their resources and put them at your feet because you are a sign and you are a wonder. And I see a mantle come upon somebody for signs and for wonders in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Take it. Take it. Take it. talking running to their offices to beg them. I'm talking people rising from our ranks to becoming governors, senators, presidents, because we have the power to provoke an excellent spirit. And so in the name of Jesus, I release an excellent spirit upon you. I release an excellent spirit. Leaders emerge. Leaders emerge. Leaders emerge. Mantles have been given to the church once again. Mandates have been given to the church once again. For the kings to be born, for the ancients to arise, for the church to arise, for the good. The way of the scoffing, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He said, it shall be as the tree planted by the rivers that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Anything we touch works. It may not work, but the moment we show up, it begins to work. And the hand of God came upon Elijah. He outran the chariot of Ahab. Sir, the reason we will disciple the world will be because we are ahead of the world. Is there, I've seen an abomination on the face of the earth that beggars are riding on horses while princes are trekking. It's an abomination. We should stay ahead of the world. As a sign, the grace for speed will come upon you. At the count of three, one of you will run. Holy Ghost one, Holy Ghost two, Holy Ghost three. For speed, step into that grace in the name of Jesus. Take. also in the name of Jesus. Everyone here tonight that is sold out to God, I decree that these fivefold graces begin to walk in your life. You will walk in fire. You will walk in signs and in wonders. You will walk by an excellent spirit. You will walk in wisdom for wealth. And speed will characterize everything that pertains to you. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. And in the name of God the Spirit. And so I speak to the winds of the Spirit. I speak to the east wind, the north wind, the west wind, and the south wind. I say, let the gates of this city open. Everyone that is in this conference and under the influence of my voice, as you live here, the Bible said the east wind of God scattered the sheets of Tarshish. There is a dominance that the winds of the Spirit bring. I say, everyone from this conference, you will go by the strength of the wind, and the gate of the city opens to you. From today, you cease to be small. Your gene in the spirit have been altered. You know, an ant that is born today and an elephant that is born today are both small. But there is a small in the realm of elephants. There is a small in the realm of ants. That's what my friend Peter there said. Every one of you here, from today, everything in your life that is called small will be the class of God. Your own small will be God kind of small. In the name of Jesus. I arrest infections. I arrest sickness. I arrest affliction. Everything that limits you from enjoying your life and serving the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command it to fall. I command it to fall. Ears open. Eyes see. Organs walk well. Pains go. In the name of Jesus, I command every standing affliction, go down in the name of Jesus. Liberty. I decree liberty in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses are living people. Sicknesses are living people. If you couldn't hear, begin to hear. If you couldn't see, begin to see. If you couldn't walk, begin to walk. Go, you devils of infirmity. Thank you, Father. You are mighty on your throne.
Mighty on your
throne. You are ancient.
You are mighty on your throne. You are ancient. 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 You are
want to drop the microphone. Somebody's pulling. God is pulling me. He's pulling. He's drawing virtue from me. The only demand you came, he said, Lord, what you are doing with this man? Do with me. The pull is strong. Come to the front, let me pray for you. It's not for everybody, it's for those who came without hunger. You say, I made demand on this grace. I want it. Kadosh! Kadosh! You are mighty on your throne.
Jesus.
Hunger has taken us up. Direct impartation from Apostle Melsa. We have something for our generation. And today, as I'm praying for you, the things I inherited from this man, even the ones I have not been able to manifest, it will come on you. Because I have become a channel of that grace. Jesus has appeared to me. Not an apostle by title. I've seen the Lord. Father, everyone with hunger, with hunger, with hunger, as they stand before you, Holy Ghost, touch. Touch. Those of you here, lift your hands. Look at me. Such as I have received from you, Lord, and from the fathers of the faith. In the name of Jesus, take! Those of you here, lift your hands. Father, such as I have with you, by grace and by mercy, freely I have received. So freely I give in the name of Jesus. Take. Take. Such as I have received, Lord. Everybody hungry tonight. In the name of Jesus. Take. Grace, heaped upon grace. Grace, heaped upon grace. Go and manifest. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. And in the name of God the Spirit.
If you were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website, orocomichael.com, to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.